Before we jump into the episode today, I want to share something with you from my heart. First of all, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really can't tell you how much your support means to me. We've been doing the podcast now for almost 4 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you that listens, shares an episode with your friends, sends me a DM or a text message letting me know how an episode resonated with you or any aha moments. Seriously, I couldn't be more grateful to be able to create this podcast. It has been such a blessing in my life, and I love hearing the ways it's been able to provide value in yours as well. One thing you might not know is how much work it takes to be consistent with a podcast. In fact, did you know that the majority of podcasts don't make it past episode number 10? And we are well beyond that. And it's just a lot thinking of the episodes, recording them, editing them, managing the guests, making sure that everything runs smoothly and gets uploaded consistently and regularly. And so that's why I have created an amazing opportunity for you to support the podcast monetarily. And in exchange for that, you will get exclusive premium subscriber content. So for as little as $3 a month, you can become a premium subscriber of the podcast. And every month, I will upload new voice-guided workouts and breathwork meditation audio for you. So that way you can work out with me coaching you in your ears. You can also take a moment to reduce your stress and relax and come down and ground down with one of my breathwork audios. So if that is on your heart to support the podcast for as little as $3 a month to become a premium podcast subscriber, I can't tell you how much that means to me and the growth of this podcast. I appreciate you. If you're interested, click the link in the description, become a premium podcast subscriber, new content every month, and while supplies last, I'll send you an exclusive podcast coffee mug so you can have your self-love and sweat coffee every morning. I appreciate you. Now let's get into the show.
Welcome to Self-Love and Sweat, the podcast, the place where you'll get inspired to live your life unapologetically, embrace your perfect imperfections, break down barriers, and do what sets your soul on fire. I'm your host, London Souza. Hey, friend, it's me, London Souza, online lifestyle transformation coach. I help people all over the world just like you who know they are meant for more, get their mind right and their body tight, and go from crazy busy to crazy happy. And hey, if it's our first time meeting, welcome. So happy to have you. And if you've been with us for a while, it's so great that you're here too. I'm really excited to share this episode of the Self-Love and Sweat podcast with you.
Hey, I want to tell you quickly about two ways that you can get connected beyond the podcast to uplevel your health, your life, your fitness, reach your goals, but also support the podcast as well. So the first option is our Self-Love and Sweat monthly members-only meetup. We meet up on the last Saturday of the month on Zoom for 90 minutes to cover some important topics, to answer your questions, and then to also do a workout together. It's a great way to have that support, have that accountability, get supercharged, and get reminded that there are other people all over the world on this journey of self-love and sweat, and you don't have to do it alone. You can join your first month for only $1 using code SELFLOVE1 at checkout, and then it's $27 a month after that. So you go to lifelikelondon.com/monthly, use the code SELFLOVE1 at checkout to try us out, test it out for only $1 for your first month, and then you can be on board to listen to the podcast, join up on the meetups, and just really feel like you're connected and thriving on this journey to reach your goals. The second option is our Strong at Home for Women 8-week dumbbell-only workout plan. We have women all over the world
getting stronger from the inside out right at home, right? So we're ready to take action to get stronger despite the circumstances of the world. And we know that we're not about to do that alone. So embark on this 8-week journey with us. You can go to lifelikelondon.com/strong at home. You can pick up your 8-week plan. And the exciting thing is that every 8 weeks, we open it up, myself and my co-coach, for VIP all access coaching with us. So not only do you get the plan, but you get Zoom fireside chats with us. You get an exclusive way to chat with us anytime. So you can ask your questions, share your progress. And we're always continuing to stay connected and motivate and inspire each other on our journey to get stronger, no matter what that means for us. So if you know that you're meant for more, you're ready to get stronger from the inside out, and you're just like, yes, I need a plan and some structure, something to tell me what to do. I know I'm ready, but I need that coaching. I can't do it alone. We are here for you. You can go to lifelikelondon.com/strong at home, pick up the plan, figure out when our next VIP all access registration is opening so you can get that support and guidance. And the third thing, I said there was two, but the third thing is you can do both. You can join us for those monthly meetups. You can be there for the 8-week program. You know, this coaching and this support is here for you. We want to get you real results that last so you never have to start over again. And so you guys are awesome. Enjoy this episode. Get connected. Self-love and sweat, friends. Our next guest on Self Love and Sweat the podcast is Laura Martin. She is a certified IBS nutrition consultant and founder of Healing to Happy, an online holistic gut brain focused company that helps women suffering from IBS and anxiety to get back to eating normally without fear of FODMAPs. After battling her way through IBS, hypothyroidism, anxiety, hormonal imbalances, and skin issues, she found herself with an unhealthy relationship with food and knew there had to be a better way. After many failed attempts and lessons learned, she came up with this one method known as the free method that put her symptoms into remission without following restrictive diets or fancy supplement regimens. And yes, that nutrition routine now includes pizza without running to the bathroom. By applying this method using food, lifestyle, radical shifts in consciousness, and mindfulness practices. She's gone to help hundreds of women around the globe do the same through her online courses, signature gut recharge program, and one-to-one gut accelerator program. Welcome to Self Love and Sweat the podcast, Laura. So great to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I loved reading your bio there. This is like so much to unpack today. We're so happy to have you. This is the first time here on the podcast. Definitely won't be the last time, but first time that we're talking really in detail about the gut. And I feel like a lot of the stories or the parts of your story that you said in terms of skin issues and hormonal imbalances and a lot of things due to gut health, I resonate with a ton. And so I'm so thankful to have you here and to talk about this topic. I know that there's going to be so many like amens, me toos to everybody listening, because in one way or another, this impacts all of us. And it's so important. So everybody listening, tune in, take notes, turn up the volume a little bit, like be focused when you're tuning into this episode, because there's going to be a lot that you're going to learn as always. But I feel like this one's really going to speak to a lot of people. So, yeah, great bio, great intro, right? I loved reading that about you, but tell us a little bit more about Laura. Like, what have you been up to in this space? And yeah, we're really happy to have you.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. I mean, it's been a journey, honestly. Like it started when I was, 13, I want to say, is when it started to happen. And like, as things go on, it's just knocking and you think it's normal. So you're taking laxatives and you're going on. And then all of a sudden your health will just throw up on you because you're not listening to those micro little nudges. And that's kind of what happened to me. And then dove down this rabbit hole of wanting to study it and become specialized in it, because it's this whole method that I love to use of like making peace with your enemies. So I went back and like studied nutrition and got specialized in digestive health and all that kind of stuff. And even the methods I was learning, I was like, this doesn't make sense. Like if all of this stuff that I'm learning right now of like taking away all these foods that are meant to be bad for me, shouldn't I feel better? And I had eliminated 13 different food groups at that time. I was fasting like no one, like I was on it. I was the gut queen. Like I was so into it. And yet I lost my period for 5 years. My hair was falling out. My skin had this nasty, just painful rash that took over my entire body. And your girl couldn't poop. And I was like, I'm confused. Like I'm doing all the right things. What's going on here? So I ended up going kind of backwards and merging my background in psychology and nutrition and blending the two and understanding that this whole gut brain connection, and you can't heal them separately. You need to heal them together. Cause at the same time, I was also suffering from depression and anxiety. And I was like, oh, isn't that interesting how the universe always has a plan to connect these things and lead you on your way. So created the free method out of that.
I love that. No, I love that so much. And I love that you just talk so freely. You're like, yeah, my digestion was off. Like I couldn't poop, like taking, you know, trying to figure out how to make things normal there. Because I think that we could all agree that like when things are off with our digestion, we can all agree that like something just feels off, right? If you've traveled abroad or different time zones or just like other reasons as to why you've been irregular or whatever, we all know that what that feels like. And we know that just like doesn't feel good. And so, yeah, we can always turn to quick fixes and band-aids and all the things like you mentioned. But oftentimes, and I really want to dive into what you mentioned in terms of your symptoms and all of that too. And I can share some stuff as well, but, you know, oftentimes gut issues aren't symptomatic in the gut. Like sometimes you might not have digestion issues and be like, oh, that's the problem there. So, I know that we won't get to unpack everything today, but where I would love to start is what is the gut? So people might be like, you know, okay, is the gut, is that my stomach? Like, what is that? They've probably heard this term. Tell us what the gut is.
Yeah. I mean, gut health is just like super sexy nowadays. Like where it's everywhere. We see probiotics, we see all of this stuff. So getting down to the basics is our microbiome. And that starts at when we're born. As we're pushed through the mother's birth canal, we're covered in this healthy bacteria that makes up 90% of us. So we are actually 90% bacteria, 10% like human cells, that kind of ratio. And as we grow into the age of 3, this expands and it controls every single thing about us from, yes, our digestion. And most of it's housed in our gut, going back to that. Most of it's housed in our stomach region, in our colon, in our intestines, all that kind of stuff. And it controls everything about us, not just like the foods we're digesting, but the moods we're feeling, the skin, our libido, our energy, our motivation, our hormones, everything in between. And people kind of miss that. We're chasing, you know, if we have PCOS, we're just chasing PCOS and hormones. If we have autoimmunities, we're just chasing those autoimmunities. When we have skin issues, when we have anxiety, we're chasing those separately, when really every single thing starts at the gut. And when we can build that foundation from the early ages on, we get to have that lasting success, which is really, really powerful.
Totally. And you mentioned at the beginning, like eliminating a bunch of stuff. So it was like, oh, I have these issues. I have to get rid of this, and I think a lot of people have done that, like, you know, realize they have certain, and I'm doing air quotes, like food sensitivities or just certain things. And they have to, you know, they have this long can't list, you know, and a lot of the work I do with people, women I work with, is just like this can list. We're focused on all the things we're not supposed to have, you know, being strict and rigid and like in this box space there. And yeah, to your point, it's like not really getting to that root cause, and like really, going beyond that avenue that just is that one particular thing or ailment or whatever like that. So let's talk about like hypothetically, like best case scenario, best functioning gut. So like, what is our gut supposed to do? If our gut is functioning properly, I know you said it's beyond digestion. How are we feeling? What's being able to be communicated? Best case scenario.
Yeah. Disneyland. I love it. Best case scenario is you're having a bowel movement within 30 minutes of waking. And that is easy to pass. Like you're not spending hours in the bathroom. Like I know people get lost in their phone. I get it. But like it should be 30 minutes upon waking, looking like a banana, easy to go through, push out. And you have that at least right when you, within 30 minutes, ideally 3 times a day after meals. And so that can go, you'll have clear skin. You'll have rocking energy all day long. Like you won't hit and be needing those like 6 cups of coffee or having these like cravings that like are insatiable. Yes, we have emotional cravings and things like that, but you know, those cravings where you're like, I need the pizza or like the cheese or things like that. Your hormones will be on point. You'll have stable moods, all that kind of stuff. Like your skin is just going to be beautiful and glowing. Like if you think of the healthiest person, you know, like we all have those highlight reels and you think of that kind of person, that's where we're at. You're feeling like at your best self is when your gut is in alignment.
Mm-hmm. A lot of energy there. I can definitely attest to clarity. A lot of brain fog when I feel like my gut is off or something, you know, is, but what I can hear a lot of people saying is like, what? I don't go to the bathroom 3 times a day. You know, one time in the morning within 30 minutes of waking up, do you, you know, like, do you say like, if that's the only time,
that's something, right?
Or if people, I just don't want people to feel like, wait, you know, I'm not going enough. What's the problem? I should be going more. And then like, what would be your solution for that? Like, if not, should we be hydrating more, eating more fiber? What are some calls to action to make sure we're eliminating regularly?
Totally. So the first part of that is the goal is at least once. The problem that I see often with clients is that doctors are like, oh, it's good if you only go 3 times a week. And I'm like, excuse, what? Like you need, those toxins are then being recycled through your body. Like just thinking of that, you need to be at least going once, and you want to have it where you don't need stimulants. You don't need laxatives. You don't need a cup of coffee in the morning to get it going. Your body should eliminate on its own because you're producing enough bile and you have that natural laxative production coming from your liver so that it can come out on its own. And so if you
Go ahead. I'm listening, taking notes.
And then for someone that is struggling with constipation, which is one of the most common problems when people get to that point, they're like, I'm not pooping. And you know, when you have that ball inside of your belly, you don't feel very confident. It kind of starts to impact the rest of your day. So simple things you can do is, yes, we look at fiber and water, but I really, really get irritated when people say that, because if you're thinking of say something stuck on a bicycle, you're not throwing things at it. You're putting oil on it, right? Like you're not throwing water at it, hoping it gets unstuck. You need to put healthy sources of fat. And then you also have to look at your soluble and insoluble fiber intake and making sure that there's a balance between the two, because we don't want to do too far one way where we're clogging things up, or too far the other way where we're having diarrhea and stuff because we're not getting enough water, or we're getting too much water and not enough bulk, or the other way when we're getting too much bulk and not enough water. So we need to balance that out, which everyone is different. And that's the thing, is like, just because someone can come on and they can eat what we're eating, they might get backed up because it's too much fiber for them or it's too much fat. So you really have to find that juicy sweet spot that works for your individual gut.
Yeah. And letting your, like literally letting your poop guide you, tell you like, okay, your balance is good, you know, between that soluble and insoluble fiber. Can you give us some examples and explain to us a little bit about what the difference is between the two and like a good place to start? So yeah, probably a great place to start is not stuffing your face with a bunch of raw vegetables and thinking fiber, fiber, fiber. You could experience a lot of digestive discomfort there. So give us some examples and some great places to start.
Exactly. So you want to be doing things, if you are struggling with gut issues, you don't want to be doing these big raw salads and like a bunch of nuts and like berries and stuff like that. You want to keep it simple. You want cooked vegetables. You want to really stay away from those cruciferous vegetables because they're a little bit harder to digest. So you're thinking like, what would be something that's good? Like some steamed greens, some like spinach and stuff like that. You can do some eggplant. You can do some quality protein. You can do some eggs and chicken and things like that. Maybe add a few sprinkles of seeds, but not too much. Like we are a current society of the, it's like digging these nut butters nowadays and like going ham with making protein stuff like that. You kind of want to just keep it to a handful, and then you want to be drizzling it with some healthy fats, and you want to do some olive oil, which is delicious for your brain, by the way. Like it's the number one brain food. I don't know. Maybe your viewers have read like Max Lugavere's, what is it called? Brain food. I can't think of it. Genius Foods. That's his number one food. So I try and get that in once a day. Cheese, they've just done recent studies on Parmesan cheese actually adding to the microbiome, and it gives you this certain type of bacteria that helps you boost. It's a probiotic food. Looking at things like that and making sure it's cooked diverse kind of foods, and then also a carbohydrate. So sweet potatoes, sprouted grains, things like that.
Got it. Like to your point too, yeah. I mean, I think we've all been there at some point where we're going like elbow deep in the peanut butter. So it's like with anything, you know, too much of anything is too much. You know, we have to have that balance and find what works for us. And just because it's healthy doesn't mean it like can't make us, you know, feel bloated or gassy or have any, you know, stomach pains or aches or digestion, just like maybe pigging out on something else would. So finding that balance is really, really, yeah, is key. And I mean, I say balance, it's just like finding what works for you. So finding
like what your body is like, okay, yeah, that works best for me. And like you said, some people jumping into like my vegetable game, they might be like, oh my gosh, are you joking? Like, I can't even. I've had, you know, friends come over where I've made food or whatever, and all like giant bowls full of vegetables and all this stuff. And they're like a third of the way done and I'm done. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so, and I'm just, yeah, I just different metabolism, digestive enzymes and different things like that. But making sure that you guys, I love what you said about, you're not going to just like throw something at it to like get it moving. It's like, think about what foods you could be eating and chewing and spending time focusing on your meals and things like that to like get things moving out, not so abrasively and not feeling like you have to eat all the vegetables in order to make that happen. And so thank you for those examples. So for someone who, has experiencing amazing gut health, of course, I mean, I know we're, even you and I, we're always experiencing, like you said, probably little whispers and like different things coming from our gut. So I always feel like it's something that's ongoing. I'm always, you know, tuning in and making adjustments, using tools in my toolbox to continue on my gut health journey and to continue to support my gut. But we talked about things like healthy digestion, clarity, you know, great mood, energy without, you know, needing copious amounts of caffeine and all that. So let's talk about like what gets in the way then of this like ideal gut situation and what things maybe outside of, I mean, we know food, crappy foods, like sugary, starchy foods for sure are going to be a huge one, but like I know stress is a major one. Like, let's dig into a little bit of like what things could be contributing to kind of messing up our gut and then how we can be empowered to take action today and what we can do from there.
Yeah. And I mean, this goes back to, like I said before, is the, it can come back to how you were born, right? Like if you were from C-section as opposed to being vaginally birthed, it can start there. And that's the studies they're doing now. They're testing with like cotton swabs and how we can kind of do that because we're now in a society where, and we're like planning our births into our diaries as opposed to just letting things happen naturally. And then the same thing comes with, we're so quick for medications, over-the-counter medications, NSAIDs and all that kind of stuff, or antibiotics. Yes, I'm not an antibiotics, like, no, never take them because we need them sometimes. But if you have a cold, just rest. Like, you don't need antibiotics. Your body does this really cool thing about keeping you alive. And you should trust that. Like, it's one job is to keep you alive.
And I think that when people realize, kind of, I wanted to say out loud, and you said, I'm not against you. I'm like, you're not antibiotics. That's what I wanted to say out loud. But you know, not even necessarily like, it's not even us about telling you when or when is the right time to take them or not take them, but it's just like knowing what's happening. So antibiotics, it's going in and it's taking care of all the bacteria. So, right. We want like a balance of, you know, the good to bad bacteria, is that balance there. And so I think even having that knowledge of saying like, okay, are you supporting your gut before you take the antibiotics, supplementing with probiotics? And then when you're on them, of course you're not taking, you know, some people don't even like, they're like, yeah, why can't I take yogurt with this? I'm like, oh, 'cause there's probiotics in this. This is, you know, so people, I don't even think realize are just so quick to like take something. Like take a, you know, just a wick, whatever you say, you know, I'll just do it. And not really knowing what's happening, not really being fully educated afterwards. And then not understanding the role that supporting your body afterwards and your gut plays, you know, moving forward.
100%.
You know, when I was a kid, I had a ton of cases of strep throat. Like I would get strep throat all the time. And I remember like getting a bunch of antibiotics. And then I remember like going in so often that they're like, oh, this is not working anymore. We need to give you, I think it was called Augmentin. So it was like this giant horse pill antibiotics. They were like, if this doesn't work, like we have to take your tonsils out, or like, we're going to have to take next measures, whatever, you know, whatever they decided they wanted to, you know, scare me with at that moment. But I like, I remember taking all these antibiotics and whatever, but then I never knew. Granted, you know, thankfully, you know, my family and my mom, dad, whatever, we were learning and growing our health journey and whatever, like, thankfully we ate super healthy. Like there was a lot of things that were going, but we didn't take probiotics then or no. Yeah. We ate yogurt and stuff like that. We were getting certain things naturally, but like, we didn't know like what was happening and going on. So then later on down the road, I had a lot of issues when it came to my skin. And then I was on like birth control and all this stuff, which wreaked havoc on my gut, all stemming from just like, you know, what I believe is just like contained. I think there was like 7 to 8 rounds of antibiotics. I just would kept going back. Like it wasn't killing it multiple times. And then I remember just being like, you know what? Like
I think I went away to college at that point. And I was like, whatever, if I get sick again, I'm not going back because I don't want my tonsils out. So whether they're going to give me a prescription or not, like, I don't even want to go down that road. But yeah, had I known, you know, granted it's all part of the, you know, the journey and the story now. So I'm thankful mm-hmm. for it, but it's like, had I known, I could have saved myself a lot of pain with a bunch of adult acne and all these hormonal imbalances. Had I addressed, you know, a lot of the destruction that happened in my gut and, you know, and then on top of that, I was, you know, in the fitness world, much more like hardcore bodybuilding direction, if you will, taking a shit ton of supplements, all the things, you know? And so even when we think we're in that health journey and we're on, you know, that healthiest tract, you know, it's not just because I wasn't eating crappy that I wasn't, you know, contributing. It was a lot of supplements. It was also like a lot of stress and, like, you know, then being a student and all the things, like lack of sleep and all the things that can really contribute to that. And so, yeah, I just think when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's just like, it's not like we're saying one thing's bad or not. It's just like, know what's happening. Have the courage to ask, like, hey, what's that? What's going on? And then not taking that first answer and saying, like, okay, that's what my doctor said. Like, I want to read on it. I want to watch like a YouTube video on it. Like taking ownership for some of that research, because we spend so much time scrolling that if we just took like 20 minutes a day to learn a little bit about like what was, yeah, potentially being, you know, our gut was telling us, it's just like, man, oh man. So
that's what I love about podcasts and like these kind of educational sources, because it's something that you can learn about. And like people, to like bring it back to the antibiotics and stuff, like you think of antibiotics, anti-life, probiotics, pro-life, but figuring out the balance between those two and how to use them instead of a doctor. Like when I was living in Asia, like they love antibiotics. If you show up to the doctor before even actually going through anything with you, they're writing you a script for antibiotics. And they would call me frustrating all the time, because I'm like, but why are you giving that to me? If you haven't even taken my temperature yet, why are you giving me that? And they're like, well, you're here. And I was like, but that's not why I'm here. Like I'm just here to figure out what's wrong. If you don't know what's wrong, why are you giving that to me? And so like, don't be afraid to be that annoying person to take responsibility for your health. You're going to help yourself in the long run when you learn to ask the right questions in the right order, what to say, to get passionately curious about your own life so that you can take control of it. Like, we're not at fault for what happens to us, right? Like, we might have touched something, we got something, whatever, but we are responsible for how we react to it. We are responsible for what we can control, what we're putting into our body. And that's where the power comes from. That's where we become empowered around our health, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Totally. 100%. The balance between like, let's say the good and the bad there, can we talk about like what a healthy, so we talked about like the best feelings of what you would feel when you're feeling energized and clear and focused, good digestion, all the things that could hinder it, you know, foods, how easy we are just to kind of like take whatever, whether we think it's healthy or not. That's why even supplement wise, I'm like, I will literally stalk the company and research them and call them and get a contact there that knows me by name. I want to know like what they fed, everything, where, you know, like they almost hate like me. And then I'm like, okay, can I have a code? And let's do business. Like, let's see, I'll start recommending your stuff, you know? So even that's important, because people are like, oh yeah, I found like this at Costco. What do you think of it? And I get pictures of nutrition labels. And I finally had to make like a hard no on that. Like, I don't even do that anymore. I'm like, I'm not a nutrition label reader. Like, these are the things that I know are amazing. I have a lot of options. Where do you live? What country? You know, we can find something that works for you. And I'm not going to just like zoom in on the ingredients of your label to tell you like that this was a right choice or not. I'm going to give you the tools and teach you why I choose these, so that when you go do the labels, you have that courage and that empowerment to kind of go after that and do the same. One other thing too, that you touched on so I'm from the States and then you lived in Asia, but I lived in Europe for a while. I lived in Austria. And when I lived in America, I remember that phase of going to the doctor a lot, getting antibiotics like tossed at me left and right. And then I really only went to the doctor like after that, really like go to the OBGYN to get like my yearly checkups. And then when I moved to Austria, I started working. I had never worked for like a company before. So I started working for a mobile health and fitness company there. So anytime you would like, you know, have to call in sick or whatever, beyond one day, you'd need to go to the doctor to get like a doctor's note. So that was like beginning the journey of like even going to the doctor for being sick. Cause it was like, okay, I'm going to be fine. I just need like a note that, you know, exempts me from one day of work or whatever. So anyways, the cool thing though was like, when I first moved there, my immune system had to acclimate. So I did get a lot of these like bugs and flus and cold variations that just like would put me out for a couple days. And then in one case, I got like a stomach bug that lasted for like a week and whatever. But I remember going to the doctor and they would always draw blood, like literally right in the doctor's office there, the doctor would draw blood. She's like, okay, I'll give you a prescription. I'm going to write it, but then I'm going to call you later once we do the blood work. If you don't need it, like if you don't have anything, you know, bacterial or whatever, like we're not going to put you on anything. And then she would even say too, and it's like at your discretion, if you want to, like you can always just stay home and drink tea. And they would do, you know, and I really was like, whoa, like I was not expecting. And there was plenty of times where she was like, okay, I'm going to write you off for a week of work. Call me back. If you want to go back sooner, go home, drink tea, put fresh ginger in it, lemon. Like these were like literal, like prescriptions from my doctor. And I loved her and we had a great relationship and she was super nice. And, you know, I just told her, I was like, you're great. Like I love talking to you and I love coming here, but like, I'm only here because if I don't, and I just take one or two days off to like get better and rest and recover, I need to show up with some paper. So like, that's why I'm here. And I don't really want medicine. Like I don't, the less you can give me, the better, you know? And so that was really interesting as well. Just like experiencing different types of medicine. Like when it came to like general practitioner stuff, when it came to like birth control and all of that, I found a lot of similarities for a lot of different doctors that I went to. But when it came to just like GP, like the basic doctors, I was very pleasantly surprised. And so I feel like that perspective, I like to share too, of like what it's been like on a lot of different levels. I even made a whole episode on the difference of living abroad and whatever, but like, even when it comes to, yeah, things like going to the doctor or just whatever, I like having that perspective. And I like having been able to see, you know, different things there. And yeah, I had one hospital experience in Europe that like, I don't know, I feel like probably would have been a little bit cozier if I was in the States, you know, we were a little bit snug, but like I wasn't, you know, nothing was really, really bad. I just needed fluids. I had experienced a reaction to something and it was fine. I just like probably would have preferred to have like a little bit more of my own space, but like, that was like my biggest complaint, you know? So I like to your point of the podcast conversations, opening up like cans of worms to be like, oh yeah, this is kind of how I experienced it and what that looked like. So yeah, exactly. That healthy balance, good to bad bacteria. How can we foster that naturally? Should we be taking probiotics? And what is that kind of, what does that mean for our gut too, when we have that balance?
Yeah. So, I mean, we are made up of good and bad bacteria. Like we have a mix of both. We have parasites, we have candida, we have bad bacteria, we have good bacteria. It's when our stomach acid goes low that these bad guys have a party, go rampant. We have symptoms, like it expels endotoxins. And this is when our body's just like, whoa, what's going on here? And so when we can actually keep our body in balance, so that does, not everyone needs, or not everyone should be taking a probiotic. And I just want to start with that, because if you do have an underlying cause, it could cause other symptoms. But generally speaking, what I like to walk people through is getting a good quality probiotic. Spore-based is the best survivability rate. I like ones from Thrive Market or Thrive and Silver Fern are some of my two favorite ones. Really good research, backed, all that kind of stuff. And you want to look for spore-based because they have the best survivability. Because think about it, your digestion is a firehouse. Like it is just acid inside of you. So it will burn. And so because the supplement market is just, it's not regulated. There's way too much. It's way too confusing. There's probiotics written on everything and it can be really, really confusing. And so actually like one of the part of my courses is figuring out, teaching my girls how to get the right probiotic for what they're struggling with and kind of navigating that kind of system, because you don't want to get one of the wrong thing, have flare-ups here and test around this kind of stuff. But going back to the good and bad bacteria, if you struggle with the bad bacteria going crazy, that's when you want to look at your stomach acid. It's not really chasing the candida or the parasites or any of that stuff. Yes, you are going to have to test and not guess on that stuff. And when you test and get that confirmed, you're going to have to go on certain protocols. But that's also just a band-aid. And what I see a lot of people struggling with is then it comes back, right? They get stuck with the parasite and they get rid of it for a while and then it comes back. Or you get candida and you're having UTIs and all this kind of stuff. And then it comes back even after you're taking this. This is because you're not getting to the root cause of why that bacteria is overgrowing in the first place, which at the root is stomach acid, right? Or a weak gut lining, and it could be either one of the two, right? And so if you can get to the root of that, that's where you can keep your body in homeostasis, because that's the one thing your body is always trying to do. Like, it's this beautiful mechanism that is working day and night to keep you alive and keep you in balance and keep you in homeostasis. And so when you can get to the root of what's causing that irritation to throw it off, you can get back to eating pizza. You can get back to having a normal life and, you know, not having to worry about flare-ups and having these skin issues and having these hormonal imbalances. But at the root of it, it's metabolic function, stomach acid, all that kind of stuff.
I love it. And I mean, I know that people, we're recording this video, so people will be able to watch it on YouTube, and people are obviously listening on the podcast. But when we talk, we're like moving and I'm like, yeah, and people know. I feel like this is like my equivalent of like a concert. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, I'm here for it.
Every time I do workshops, everyone's like, you talk so intensely with your hand. Do you think you're Italian? I'm like, I just get really excited.
I'm half Italian, so I have a little bit of an excuse, but I think that anytime we talk with our hands and we're moving, and sometimes I'm even doing interviews that are not on video where I just do it like in my ears and I'm walking, because I just feel like the message gets out. What are some things that we can do to support our guts on a regular basis? So I know that you mentioned not everybody needs to be taking a probiotic, but like most people generally focus on a spore based probiotic, but what are like some foods, some stress reducing practices, just like certain things that are like, you know, a little well-rounded that we can be sure to include on a regular basis to help us.
Yeah. Like practical things is just making sure you're eating within this whole, I don't believe in the whole fasting mumbo gumbo, all that kind of stuff. Like making sure you're taking your body out of that fight or flight, eating every 3 to 4 hours, making sure your meals are focused on quality protein, some healthy sources of carbs, and cooked vegetables with a little, and maybe a forkful of like fermented food throughout the day. Fermented foods being sauerkraut, kimchi, miso, kefir, kombucha. I'm not really the biggest fan of kombucha because of the sugar. It usually flares people up. But things like that, yogurt, all that kind of stuff, getting that in, and getting at least 3 meals in a day between those 3 to 4 hours, really focusing on that, because especially for women of reproductive age, we need to be eating. Like a lot of people, when we're struggling with, say, hormonal imbalances or IBS or things like that, we become so afraid of food. So we start taking away food, but actually the root of healing is fuel. So we need to be eating enough food so that our body has enough source so that it can get out of this fight or flight kind of panic mode, which comes back to the stress, right, factor. Is it's not that I don't believe in fasting, because a general person does snack quite frequently throughout the day, and they're eating about average 16 times a day because we're just snacking as we go, seeing things around, sampling things that still revs up our digestion. And so taking stress out of the body is taking away that guessing game of when you're going to be eating. So a big thing I focus on with my girls is meal timing. Is don't like, just go back to the basics. Like when we were kids, we knew we had breakfast before school. We went to school. We had lunch, then we had snack. Then we came home. We played a bit. We had dinner, and then we had a snack and we went to bed. Like going back to those basics, your body knew and was in this routine. That's the same thing with where we're at now. And especially with being busy entrepreneurs or stuff like that, sometimes we forget to eat, all that kind of stuff. And we're putting our body in this fight or flight. And even if you're someone that is eating all those healthy foods, but you're still struggling with these symptoms that we covered earlier, go back to, are you stressing your body out because you're not in regular eating routines, right? Like you should have, we love routines, right? Like we have a morning routine, we have a night routine, but what is your eating routine like? And how can you put yourself into that routine so that we take your body out of this stress state? Because if you're in stress, you're in fight or flight, you're not digesting these healthy foods, which might be usually the reason why you're still bloated, even though you're eating the right foods.
Yeah. And you could be eating them and your body's like not even ready to absorb any of the goodness, you know, because things are just all out of whack there. So it's like when things are in tune, it's not just that you're consuming it, but your body's like, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love what you're sharing. And I would also share too, though, that one thing I'm super advocate of is like, also being okay with saying, and this was not okay for me for a while, to say like, hey, like that doesn't work for me. Like this is what works for me, you know? And I say that because like, surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly for some people, but for me, like I found a lot of benefits for me in fasting. mainly because it made me like relax in seasons where I just knew I wanted to crush it in my business. I wanted to get certain things where like, if I could just have like two nutrient dense meals per day, like at 11:30, 12 and like 4:30, like I was really good and really energized and felt fantastic. But then there's some parts like around different phases of my cycle where I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I want breakfast, egg sandwich, like, you know, like whatever, and I'll go for it and have that too. And so for me, it's also being a little bit more in tune and understanding that like, certain little, like, as I dig deeper, it's like certain little things here and there, help me address those little whispers and those knocks before they start becoming, you know, big things there. And so I like to have my meals about my two meals that I generally have like 4 hours apart from each other. But with that being said, like when I'm working with women, there's one woman I work with, she's like, oh my gosh, it just works way better for me. Exactly. Like you said, like every 3 to 4 hours, my blood sugar is stable. I feel good. I'm much less snacky because I know that like something's coming next. This feels great for me. And so I find myself, at least as a coach, more being a partner on the excavation journey there, only because I'm like, like I kind of use myself as like the lab rat, like experimentation usually. And I've also found, and this would be a whole nother episode for sure, but just like a lot of emotional support and like great spiritual experiences surrounded by like just not obsessing too much about food. And I think that also comes from a background in like needing everything to be prepped and in containers and all whatever. So I get it where it might find its significance in my journey and story, but I love it when we get to, when we get to have these conversations too. And like, to your point, I'm like, yeah, it works really well for me, but not for a lot of people actually, like not for a ton of people. But then some people come to me and they're like, that worked fantastic. And I love it. And so I think that that ownership a little bit, that trusting your gut, if we want to go a little bit further, you know, is really real. So to like say like, yeah, I trust that this is what my gut's like. Yes, London, you know, yes, Laura, like I like this, this is working for me, and like, keep doing more of that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I mean, it's the phase of the chapter that you're in, right? Like I used to fast for 16 to 20 hours. Like that used to be me. And then I was fine. Like I never felt it. And then I realized, I was like, oh, that was one, it was an adrenaline rush like that I was feeling at that time. And then as my hormones started to twist, and I was like, okay. And it got to be really interesting of rewiring my brain around it. And still even now, because I know how the mitigated function and how the gut works and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, so we need to be fasting at some point, right? And so really learning and using tools and using journals and using like that intuitive practice to be like, oh no, my body actually does work best in these 3 to 4 hours. It could do these 12 hours. And so I'll do like from time to time, I'll do extended fasts just to kind of put an extra little stress on my body, just to kind of get that back into practice, because your body shouldn't be in the same thing every single day, all the time. But bringing those practices in, and what you can learn from that is just being intuitive, right? Like like you were talking earlier, those little pangs, those little knocks, those little things that work for you, that comes from letting your intuition leading the way. And that only comes from when you ditch all the rules and the things on the internet that are telling you, this is what you have to be doing. This is the only way that this is going to work. This is this keto thing. You have to do it that way, or carnivore or paleo, like all this stuff. But when you can actually move away from that and be like, actually, that doesn't work. And the reason that doesn't work is because I'm still bloated and my body hurts. Like that's what happened with me, right? Like, and that's when I was like, okay, so it has to become something that leads through intuition, not a diet book, not a fancy supplement regime, not something on the Dr. Google that I read. Like it comes back to what is working for you. Are you paying attention to those little pings so that it can guide you forward?
Mm-hmm. Totally. One thing I want to touch on too is our immune system and how, we talked about like, how taking antibiotics and just doing a lot of different, you know, crappy foods, all the things can like, you know, mess up what's going on in our guts and our ability to, to digest properly and trust our gut and all those different types of things. But our immune system, like how much of our immune system is housed in our gut. I hope everybody's listening. Clean out your take out your earphones and like wiggle around your finger in your ear and put it back in, because this is so important. Most people have no freaking clue.
Oh, and that's why it's so 75% of our immune is housed in our gut. And this is why it's such a big conversation, especially
75%. So then it's like
crazy.
I feel like anybody with like, like any one brain cell could figure out that like, oh, if your immune system, something going on and 75% lives over here, maybe we should go look over here.
Exactly. Exactly. And it is so simple too. And that's what they're seeing with the current state of what the world's at right now. They're like, oh, and I know a lot of people are getting mad by people saying that people like with diabetes or obesity or whatever are more at risk, but they're saying that because nutritionally they're not supporting this area. It doesn't have to really do with what your weight is. It has to do with what you're putting into your body. And is it supporting these good bacteria so that they can fight off these pathogens? Because a healthy body, when like your stomach, you should be like battery acid. Something comes in, it murders it. It burns it. It's gone. It doesn't matter. Like, I can't tell you last time I've even been sick. Like, I don't know. Right. But for people that are getting sick often, you want to look at your, going back to the stomach acid. I actually just posted on Instagram about this yesterday, about the power of stomach acid. And if it's not like battery acid, it's more like apple cider vinegar, a pathogen comes in and that's when the party starts. It like comes in, it's the disco ball that like sets everything off and it's like, "Ooh, we're here, we're ready." But if it's like a chaperone comes in, that's what you want it to be like. You want it to be able to kill off these things. And all you have to do is get the right nutrition. I know Dr. Axe just came out with a beautiful book called Ancient Remedies, where he just talks all about Chinese medicine and all this kind of stuff of just like, eat yellow foods. There you go. Like, that's what you do to boost your immunity. Stick to the yellow foods and you're good. And the orange foods, because those are the ones that are rich in the vitamin C that can support your body through these times that we're in right now. We don't have to overcomplicate it with all these like fancy superfoods kind of thing. Just, is there yellow stuff on your plate? Good. Got it. Like, we're done.
He's so great. He makes everything so,
I know, I love it.
Cut and dry and clear. Yeah, I'm a huge, advocate for Dr. Axe. I really enjoy his material. I got to interview him one time for a podcast for another platform. Great guy. And then everything's really tangible. So like you said, is it yellow? Like, is this going to, you know, work, for you and things like that? I think he's, yeah, does a super fantastic job. And I love how on his videos, he's usually like, you know, tap like and share. If you believe that food is medicine, like you can heal, you know, and I'm like, always when I'm watching it, like, just like, yes. Here, I'm like, yes. Tap, like, share, thumbs up, like all the things, because, yeah, I just feel like the world needs more advocates like him and what he's doing and like what we're all doing. But, you know, I know that I'm really crushing it there. And I even, you know, to the point of, you know, not feeling like we need to, he did a book on keto, you know, and I'm not keto, whatever. I just like, but I still wanted to read the book. And there were so many great takeaways, so many things I can learn. So it's not to say like, stay away from certain things. It's like, explore, take what works for you. You know, try certain things out and then like kind of keep on moving on. But I feel like he's a really awesome resource and really great. But yeah, so are you, of course. You're super amazing. And I'm just so excited to, to talk about this and, you know, continue the conversation for sure, because there's so much more we can unpack when it comes to the gut. But yeah, you guys heard, you know, our first, you know, key to, you know, see, kind of tuning in what's going on with our gut is our digestion, what's going on, you know, making sure that we find that balance between, you know, those high fiber foods, but like not trying to, you know, do all the things. And like you said, throwing at something to kind of get it moving. Being able to boost our immune system through that, for me, that was a game changer. Like, I didn't even care about, I haven't been sick in a really long time either. And I don't like being sick at all. I get super grumpy if I am. I'm like, ugh, you know? And so when I first learned about the immune system and the role that the gut plays and, you know, that 75% is housed in our gut, for me, that was like a giant game changer. I was like, oh, I want to start learning about the gut, how I can support the healing of my gut, how I can continue to foster gut health. And then like in the process too, when I was, most of it happened when I was living in Austria, and to your point of having fermented foods and like things like that, sauerkraut's really big there. So I was like, yes, I'm in the best place for like gut health food. That always made me super happy too. But we all have those like aha moments, those things where we're like, oh, I was listening to this podcast or I was having this conversation and I learned this. And that was just like the bing, bing, bing. And now it took me down the rabbit hole of researching this or looking more detail here. And so that for me was the game changer. I was like, oh, like light bulbs going off. There's something connected here. And like my whole, like I mentioned, that what went on in my childhood and taking a bunch of antibiotics and definitely experiencing symptoms of imbalanced gut bacteria and definitely leaky gut stuff. And just learning that for me, it was beyond like, it was really beyond like the bloating or any digestive discomfort and things like that. It was more like, oh, I have things to do. I don't want to be sick. And, you know, even if I'm not doing nothing, I want to be doing nothing like healthy on my own. And so that for me was super, super major. So for you guys listening, if there's anything that spoke to you where you're like, oh, I didn't know that, or that really speaks to me, or, oh, that must be why I experience, I love the word why, you know, keep excavating, keep asking why, keep probing the people that you're working with, keep asking the questions, because that's really important. But share that with us too. So I always put all of the social media links for myself and Laura. I'm going to have you share yours too, so we can connect with you, but like tag us on social media, shoot us a DM, get connected with us. Let us know how this episode spoke to you or how it resonated with you. Share it with your friends. You can copy paste this episode, share it with your friends. You could take a screenshot of it and share it on Instagram. This conversation is super important. And I think that we'll all have some what the gut aha moments from this episode. So Laura, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. You're such a gem and it's so nice to, just to be able to free flow conversation and share. It's been so great. We'll definitely have you back. But in the meantime, let everybody know where they can find you, where they can connect with you and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm mostly over on Instagram at LauraMartin_H2H. And then you guys can come, if you guys are curious about how to build plates and go grocery shopping, you can go to healingtohappy.com/beat the bloat. Download that fun little guide that'll guide you through. I have Facebook groups all over at Healing Happy, all that fun stuff, a bunch of free resources, free trainings to kind of really bring awareness that you don't have to follow these low FODMAP diets. You really can get to the foundations and move through actual healing to get back to living life normally by eating the right foods in the right order at the right times.
Thank you so, so, so much. And all the links that you mentioned will be included wherever you are tuning in the description, in the show notes, whatever. You'll be able to find that and easily connect and easily connect and get all the free stuff that Laura has to offer. Thank you so much for being here, babe. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you guys for listening and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Self Love and Sweat, the podcast. Hey, do me a favor. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, give us a review. This really helps a lot. And share this with a friend. I'm only one person, and with your help, we can really spread the message of self love and sweat and change more lives all around the world. I'm London Souza, reminding you that you deserve a life full of passion, presence, and purpose, fueled by self-love and sweat. This podcast is a Hit Spot Austria production.